兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray, brothers and sisters.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus will love us.
我们今天来到你的面前。
Today we come before you.
我们一起来敬拜你。
We worship you together.
我们也为着我们当中的做母亲的祷告。
We also pray for all the mothers in our midst.
我们不但求你自己祝福他们。
We not only ask you to bless them.
我们更重要的，我们是要求你自己的恩典临到他们的身上。
Also, we want your grace to fall upon them.
特别为我们当中一些母亲。
Especially for some of the mothers.
可能种种的原因，她的丈夫不在她的旁边。
Maybe for many different reasons, her husband is not beside her.
她自己要挑起养家教子。教子女的责任。
She have to take the burden of keeping the family and discipline the children.
我们把他们仰望在你的手中。
We present them into thy hands.
求你更加倍的祝福他们。
May you bless them twice more.
我们也感谢你。
We also thank you.
让我们今天能够来到你的面前听你自己的话。
That we may come today to listen to your words.
求你让我们能够听见你自己所说的话。
Please let us can hear your own words.
我们也能够看见你自己所做的事情。
Also see what you have done.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你自己的圣灵教导我们。
May your spirit teach us.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是母亲节哈。
Today is Mother's Day.
那么我也在这里，这个求神祝福所有的母亲们。
We ask God bless all the mothers.
那么也许你对你母亲的印象不深。
Maybe you don't have a very deep impression of your mother.
或许根本就没有印象。
Maybe you don't have any impression.
也许你对你的母亲的印象不是那么好。
Maybe your impression of your mother was not that good.
甚至心里面有一种怨恨。
You may have complaints against your mother.
我自己的祷告就是今天盼望神能够借着他自己宝贵的话语，能让你的心舒畅。
I pray to God that today through God's words may make you feel better.
这个是诗篇119篇32节的话。
That's come from Psalm 119 verse 32.
他说我们愿意神让我们，就是他说我们的心被打开。
That means that we want God to open our hearts.
我不知道你们有没有爬过山啊。
I don't know if you have ever climbed a mountain.
有些山啊就是你看不见路的，对不对？
There are some mountains, there's no path.
然后你就，我们讲说，不能说连滚带爬的哈，但是呢，大概也差不多了。
So you may have to just roll on it and climb as well.
好像都没有一个平坦的道路。
As if there was not a flat path.
就是你就是，要不然就是看到这边就要掉下去了。
They look at ACB are going to fall down.
要不然就是被夹在什么当中，你没有办法像我们平常走路那个样子。
So we cannot feel like we're walking like we normally would be.
忽然你走到了上面，你就看到一片平原。
All of a sudden you came to the top, then you see a flat land.
你们的心情是怎么样？
So how would you feel at that moment?
你们有没有爬过山呢、啊？
Have you ever climbed the mountain?
不是走山哈、啊，爬山。
Doesn't mean you walk in the mountain, but.
那么当你爬到上面的时候，你真的是一路上来都是用手用脚，然后非常非常的很艰难。但是你到了上面的时候，忽然看见一片平的地方。
So it was a very difficult journey. You use both your hands and your feet, and you crawl all the way to the top. Then you see the flat land.
我告诉你，你心里面啊，在那种情况之下，你心里面会很激动的。
At that moment, I can tell you, you'll be very excited.
你就希望赶快的，大步的奔跑。
You would wish to run fast.
是不是这样的？
Is that right?
你知道诗篇119篇32节就是这个意思。
This is the meaning of verse 32 of Psalm 119.
我不知道你有没有经历过那种激动啊。
I don't know if you have ever experienced that excitement.
我自己的祷告就是希望神今天用他的话能够就好像开你的眼睛啊，让你看见神把你带到这个平地上面，你经过很长一段时间在那边挣扎，在那边斗争，在那边爬，但是呢他忽然给你看到一片平地，让你能够心里面就想在上面狂奔呢。
So I pray that today God's word can help you after all the struggles that you have made, and now you can see the flat land, you can get excited and run.
在英文哈，它是用 plateau。
The English word is a plateau。
我现在请你们翻到箴言第十四章。
Would you turn your book to Proverbs chapter 14?
箴言十四章，我们读第一节。
We shall read the verse 1.
都找到了哈？找到了，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。智慧妇人建立家室。愚妄妇人亲手拆毁，我们再念一遍：智慧妇人建立家室，愚妄妇人亲手拆毁。箴言是一本讲智慧的书。
The proverb is a book of wisdom.
我以前啊读箴言不知道从哪里下手。
When I used to study proverb, I don't know where to start.
但是我现在越读啊越吸引我。
The more I read it, the more it attracts me.
最引我入神的地方呢，就是这个作者他用拟人化的方法来讲智慧。
So the most attractive is the how the author presents the wisdom.
他是用一种拟人化，叫做什么？personification.
Is the word is a personification， 把它变成人性化。
所以在这里他就讲说他。特别的，他是用妇人。
Especially she uses the word women.
所以他说，智慧妇人建立家室，愚妄妇人亲手拆毁。
So the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one tears her down.
从他写作的方法。
The way that he wrote it.
弟兄们，我要警告你。
So brothers and sisters, I'm going to brothers, I shall warn you.
你知道这句话不是专门指的妻子，不是专门指的太太。
You know, this is not only the wives.
所以弟兄们，你不要以为你 off the hook.
So, brothers, you are still in trouble.
哈哈感谢神啊，这个张弟兄翻得很好。弟兄们，我告诉你，你如果是愚妄，你也照样会拆毁。
So if brothers you are foolish, you can also tear your house down.
但是我今天用这个十四章第一节，我盼望能够把弟兄姐妹带回到我们刚才读的创世纪第三章。
So I wish to use the first verse of chapter 14, bring us back to Genesis we have just read.
我们要看看这一位第一位母亲。
Well, see, this first mother.
那么在创世纪第三章二十节。那个亚当说他是众生之母。
So in verse 30 of chapter 3, Adam called her the mother of mankind.
创世纪第三章二十节，所以亚当在那边给他起了一个名字叫做夏娃。
That's why Adam gave her a name Eve.
那我们今天所要看的，就是说他还没有做母亲哈。
Today we will see before she was a mother.
我们称她为。First lady, 好不好?
We shall call her the first lady, 第一位夫人。
圣经有没有趣啊?很有趣的啊。
Is the Bible interesting?
神要由他们来建立家室。
God is going to use them to establish family.
要他们生养众多。
Tell them to procreate.
要他们遍满全地。
Fill the earth.
要他们管理全地。
So、to manage the earth.
你看神真的很好啊。
But God is very good.
神让他们成家立业。
So God tells them to establish a family and start a career.
可是夏娃受了 蛇的引诱。
But Eve was tempted by the serpent.
她不敬畏神。
She did not fear God.
因此，由于她的愚妄。
Because of her foolishness.
她亲手拆毁。
So she herself teared down.
给人带来了一个最大的灾难。
And brought the great difficulties for man.
就是我们刚才读罗马书第五章十二节那边告诉我们说，罪从一人入了世界。
This we just read from Romans chapter 5. Sin entered the world through one person.
从此以后死就临到众人。
Therefore sin and death fall upon all.
他在那边拆毁。
He was destroyed.
我今天不是要在这里让你们想了半天之后然后去抱怨这个夏娃。
I'm not asking teach you to complain about Eve.
我今天盼望真的是借着神的话弟兄姐妹我们能够看见这个建立跟恢复。
So let us be able to see through God's words how to reestablish and how to recover.
很可惜的夏娃随着她自己的意思听信撒旦所说的事情。
But unfortunately, Eve, according to her own will, listened to the serpent.
不但她自己听，还把亚当拖下水。
Not only he followed, he pulled Adam with her.
我觉得这是人类因为嘴巴给人带来最大的灾难。
This is the greatest tribulation brought to man by mouth.
罪从一人入了世界。
Sin entered the world through one man.
死就临到众人。
The sin, death fall upon all.
圣经上告诉我们说，他们的肉体上能够看见他们是赤身露体的。
So the Bible tells us that they were able to see them naked.
他们能够看见物质上的事情。
They can see things in material.
但是他们的灵魂的眼睛却变瞎了。
But the eyes of their souls were blind.
罗马书那边也告诉我们说，他们的心也变成虚妄。
So the Romans tell that their hearts were blinded.
其实就是黑暗。
It was darkness.
那么他们愚顽的心呢，也就变成迷糊了。
So their hearts was confused.
罗马书那边告诉我们说，这是新译本啊，他们就变成了愚蠢。
So they become foolish.
不但他们自己变愚蠢了。
Not only they themselves became foolish.
他们也把这些愚妄的行为流传下来。
They also passed on their foolish behavior.
这是在彼得前书第一章十八节那边告诉我们的。
So in 1 Peter chapter 1:18,
旧约就记录了这些事情。
So the Old Testament recorded all these things.
都是因为一个愚妄的人，所以他拆毁了所有的事情。
Because of one foolish person and tear down all things.
拆毁了家室。
Here with the families.
箴言，你去看箴言的时候，你就会发现所罗门呢、啊，就把这些事情啊，所罗门真的是很多问题哈、啊。那么他把这些事情整理出来，成了一个好像总结一样。
So if you look, read the Proverbs, Solomon has organized into one book.
那么箴言第十四章呢，就可以让我们。我盼望就是让我们好像 给我们开了一个小小的窗口、啊、让我们能够看进去。
So the 14th chapter of the Proverbs is if open a little window for us so we can look in.
看见什么呢？看见那些拆毁家室的那些虚妄行为。
So we can see those things that are the foolish things that destroy the family.
如果我们用现代的话来讲的话，
If we use today's words,
就好像啊，就所谓的我们常常讨论的人际关系之间的障碍。
So we are talking about the hindrance among interpersonal relationships.
或许是说夫妻之间的交流的障碍。
So could be the hindrance among the communication between couples.
所以我们要花一点点的时间来很快的这个看一下十四章。
So let's quickly spend some time.
我们能够找到哪些事情是这些所谓的这个拆毁的东西？
What were the things that are destructive?
能够拆毁这个家室的？
Can destroy the family.
第一个我们看见的就是骄傲。
The first is pride.
第二个看见的就是虚谎。
The seventh is foolishness.
就是说谎话。
Lying.
第三个呢，我们从第六节看见，就是喜欢讽刺，喜欢嘲笑别人。
Is mocking.
第四。然后接下去呢，就是第八个，他说不认第八节哈，不认识自己是有问题的。
So in verse 8, it says those who does not consider themselves foolish.
或者不承认自己有问题。
It does admit they have problems.
那么在第九节呢，这个人呢，这个拆毁的这些事情呢，有一个特性呢，就是不把罪当成一回事。
So the characteristics of this destruction is they don't think it is.
那么逾万人，他在这个圣经上讲，逾万人讥笑数千计。
So the Bible says the fools mock at making amends for sin.
那十二节他告诉我们说，这些人是自以为是。
In verse 12, it says these people they think themselves as right.
然后他又告诉我们，在十三节，他告诉我们，我们强颜欢笑，但是我们心里面呢有苦说不出，所以我们心里面埋藏了一大堆的苦。
So in verse 13, it says, even in laughter and joy may end in grief.
离弃正道
，we deserted right path.
自食恶果
，so we eat the fruits of evil.
我们随便听信别人所说的。
We easily believe what others told us.
因为我们自己心里面没有辨别的能力。
Because we are lacking discernment.
然后接下去他又告诉我们，我们骄傲自以为是。
And they continue to tell us we are pride, we thought we are self-righteous.
第十七节跟二十九节那边都告诉我们说，我们很容易发怒。
In verse 17 tells us we are quick-tempered.
然后我们很阴险。很滑头
We are also crafty.
藐视邻舍
we, don't look, we look down upon our neighbors.
我们看不起别人
We don't respect other people.
我们看不起我们自己的配偶
We do not respect our spouse.
我们也看不起我们的家人
We do not respect our family members.
就好像我们过去流行的一个名词啊，就是制造阶级仇恨
Is it that we... We make our own class, our own family classes.
认为自己的阶级成分比别人好。
I think my class is better or higher than yours.
我是从城市来的。
Where I came from the city.
所以我看不起农村的人。
So I don't like those who are rural area.
你知道这个事情就在教会里面造成了许多的家庭悲剧。
So those things caused many tragedies.In families, in the churches.
圣经上也告诉我们说，懒惰。
The Bible calls if we are idle, lazy.
只会用口讲。
We only speak, talk.
从来不做的。
Never do it.
图谋恶事。
We have evil plans.
不相信自己的配偶。
We don't trust our own spouse.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看。
So brothers say just.
我们到这里为止。
To this point.
这些是不是真的是？拆毁家室的东西。
Are these the things that will destroy the family?
然后接下去他又让我们看见对金钱呢。
Then he told us, he tell us how to manage money.
你知道不是金钱挂帅不挂帅的问题。不是说我们要现在我们常常在讲说哇这个什么地方都是向钱看对不对金钱的钱。
It doesn't mean we all focus on money.
你知道圣经上讲什么呢
What the Bible says,
我们看二十四节。
With verse 24.
我请你们念好不好？二十四节。
Please read verse 24.
一起来，智慧人的财为自己的冠冕，愚妄人的愚昧终是愚昧。你知道这一句话，所罗门他的意思是什么
？What does Solomon mean here?
他在这里，他就是告诉我们，对有智慧的人来说。
Here he said to those who are wise.
那么金钱就像他的冠冕一样
Wealth is like his own crown
但是对于愚妄人来说
But for the folly
因为这是两句哈是连对联的
So the two sentences they're opposing each other
那么对于愚妄人来说
For the fools
金钱不能改变他的愚妄
Money cannot change his foolishness
我们碰到一些人。
We run into some people.
过去他们就说，我们现在是做学生啊。
They used to say we are students.
我们很穷啊。
We're very poor.
其实也不算穷啦，一年大概有10,000多块钱的这个助学金呢。
Actually, it may not be that poor. You may have a 10,000 scholarship.
但是他说因为我们穷
Because we're poor,
所以我们之间的矛盾才大
so we have a big conflict.
他们就认为
They think,
他说我们毕了业之后
After we graduate,
我们找到了一份工作
we'll find a job,
我们找到了一份有收入很高的工作
we'll have a high paid income,
那么我们之间的矛盾就没有了
we will not have any conflicts.
你知道这一节圣经告诉我们说，愚妄人即使有了钱，他的愚妄还是存在的。
So this verse tells us for the fools, even they have money, they are still falling.
这些就是亚当跟夏娃他们拆毁了这个家室所带出来的结果。
This is the consequences of Adam and Eve when they destroy the family.
这些愚妄的事情不是只是停留在亚当跟夏娃。
So those foolish things do not just stay with Adam and Eve.
圣经上告诉我们说，它就继续的流传下来。
So it continued to pass along.
一直到现在。
Until today.
你知道，弟兄姐妹，如果我们从箴言十四章来看哈。
So if we just look from chapter 14 of the Proverbs.
我们玩一个数学的游戏。
Let's play Mathematics game.
那么箴言有几章呢？
There are how many chapters in the book of Proverbs?
有几章？
How many chapters?
31章。
31.
所以箴言14章是几分之几啊？
So what percent is chapter 14?
箴言十四章在箴言里面是几分之几？啊、
How many percent is 14 31?
我把你们吓倒了，是不是？31分之1嘛，是不是啊？是不是叫做31分之1？我们英文常常弄倒过来，英文是说 1/31, 是吧 ？1/31。
14 of 31。
就是31分之1，对不对 ？Yeah. Okay.
It's only one verse.
只是一个很小很小的一个窗口。
It's only a very small window.
我们从刚才我们所看到的
，just what we saw was very small.
你知道那些事情已经足够把一个家庭拆毁掉的。
Even that small is enough to destroy a family.
虽然这些事情常常发生
，even though this thing happens all the time.
而且不停的
，it never will stop.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们很感谢神呢。
But we thank God, brothers and sisters.
神也不停地在工作。
God never ceases working.
神也不停地在要建立，要恢复。
God continues to establish and continues to recover.
亚当跟夏娃造了一个这么大的缺口。
So Adam and Eve created such a big gap.
神也要用他自己的方法来补足这个缺口。
So God will use His own ways.To fill the gap.
所以当亚当夏娃犯的罪之后
So after Adam and Eve sinned,
在创世纪第3章15节那边他就说女人的后裔
In chapter 3 and verse 15 he says the offspring of the woman
他要来建立他要来恢复
He's going to come to re-establish to
他要来建立这个家室
To re-establish the family
完成神他自己恢复的计划
to complete God's plan.
我们从旧约里面看见他借着和亚伯拉罕立约
so we can see from Old Testament his covenant with Abraham.
他说万国都要因你的后裔得福
so all nations shall be benefit from your descendants.
他也借着跟大卫立约
he also had a covenant with David.
他说你的儿子要成为王而且是一个永远做王的
so your sons will be king and will be king forever
时候到了
time is coming
这个后裔就显出来了
at the time comes these descendants will show
我们刚刚才过完复活节对不对
we just celebrated Easter
那我们也刚刚才过完圣诞节
we have just celebrated Christmas
是不是
Is that right?
我知道你们有的可能有的人的灯都还没有收起来。
Many of your decorations are still out.
你知道他就是告诉我们说，这位神降世为人的耶稣。
So he was telling us the Christ who God became man.
他经过了玛利亚这位这个处女，经过从圣灵怀孕。
Through Mary, who was a virgin, became pregnant through the Spirit.
那么在大概两千年前诞生在这世界上。
It's about 2,000 years ago.
他在地上生活，就像你和我一样。
He lived on this earth just like you and me.
他活在这些我们所谓的当时哈，现在我们也是，但是当时的那些所谓的愚昧人、愚妄人当中。
So he lived among the times of the foolish people.
他自己没有罪。
He has no sin.
他也没有犯过罪。
He has never sinned.
他没有这些从祖宗所流传下来的这些虚妄、这些愚妄的行为。
He does not have any foolish things that was passed on from his ancestors.
你去看四福音，你就能够明白了。
If you study the four gospels, you shall understand.
反而他在这个世界上行了许许多多的神迹奇事。
Yet he performed many, many miracles.
他要人知道他是神的儿子。
He want people to know he is.
他要人知道他是神。
He want people to know that he is God.
最后，这些当时的这些愚昧人、愚妄人
，In those days, those foolish people.
实在是受不了他总是指出人的愚妄，总是指出人的罪。
They can't stand him because he always point out their sins.
他更受不了的就是他自称是神。
They cannot tolerate because he called himself God.
最后，他们就把他交给罗马的官府。
So they send him to the Roman governor.
他诬告他叛国。
So they accuse him as blasphemy.
诬告他叛皇帝。
He was a traitor.
诬告他叛党。
If we got, then they would also accuse him of disobeying.
罗马的政府官府查不出来，罗马的法庭查不出来他有什么罪。
So the Roman courts cannot find any sin in him.
查不出来他有任何的罪值得去把他判为死刑。
They cannot find any sin that he has that would worth death.
他们想要把他放了。
They want to release him.
但是这些当时的这些人却不愿意把他放过。
But those people at that time they do not want to release him.
特别是这些犹太人的领袖们。
Especially the leaders among the Jews.
最后他们把他钉死在十字架上。
So finally they nailed him on the cross.
你知道主耶稣成了一个没有被法律判罪的死刑犯。
So our Lord Jesus became had a death penalty, but without judged by the law.
然后他们把他从十字架上拿下来，放在一个坟墓里面。
And they took him down from the cross and put him in the grave.
但是我们很感谢神，这些大能的神叫他三天以后从死里复活。
But thank God, his all power resurrect him after 3 days.
在当时他的门徒之外，还有许许多多，差不多有超过500个人都看过他。
In those days, not only his disciples, about 500 people had seen him.
那么他的门徒们也亲眼见到他升到天上去。
The disciples witnessed him ascension.
如今坐在神的右边。
Now sitting at the right hand of God.
他完成了神的计划，就是要建立和恢复的工作。
So he has accomplished God's plan to establish and to reconcile.
给信他的人有一个把握。
So those who believe in him shall have a confidence.
他们能够脱离从祖先所传留下来虚妄的行为。
So they can get rid of those foolish behavior passed on from ancestors.
而且可以有信心开始建立，开始恢复他们的生命，他们的生活。
So they may have the faith to have re-establish their life.
还不够。
That's not enough.
他走了之后，他就差遣圣灵下来。
After he left, he sent the Holy Spirit.
住在这些信他的人当中。
So indwelling in all those who believe in him.
住在他们的里面。
So dwell in him, them.
让信他的人能够知道他能够保守我们。
So those who believe him shall know the Spirit can keep us.
保守我们一直到他来的时候要显现的那个救恩。
Keep us until he comes again for the salvation.
保守我们到他将来要显现出来的那个荣耀。
So keep us until the day he comes with glory.
其实从圣经上面看，就是我们身体的复活。
So that is the resurrection of our body.
弟兄姐妹，我们从箴言十四章，我们看见这个拆毁的事情。
From chapter 14 of Proverbs, we see destruction.
我们从整本圣经上面，我们看见神的建立的事情。
From the entire Bible, we see God's plan to establish.
我们再回忆一下十四章第一节。
Let's just recall chapter 14, verse 1.
智慧妇人，一起来哈！智慧妇人建立家室，愚妄妇人亲手拆毁。虽然亚当夏娃因为不信做了拆毁的工作。
Adam and Eve, because their unbelief, they performed destruction.
或许是说因为他们的愚妄，所以拆毁了。
Or because of their foolishness, they destroyed.
但是神自己却借着他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督，能够重新的再建立，重新的再恢复。
So God, through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to start again and to reconcile.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
你知道我们每一个人都有母亲的，对不对？
We all have mothers, right?
同意不同意啊？
Do you agree?
如果没有的话，你就不在这里了。
If you don't have a mother, you won't be here.
OK, 我的意思是说，如果你没有也许我刚才讲了，就是说你对你母亲的印象不深，对不对？但是我们每一个人一定有一个母亲。
So we all have a mother, even though you may not have a good, deep impression of your own mother.
在母亲节的时候，我们总会想起我们自己的家庭。
So during the days of Mother's Day, we will often think about our family.
我们也会想起我们成长的环境。
Have you thought about the environment we grew up in?
或许你有一个人所说的很健康的家庭。
Maybe you have a very healthy family.
也许你也曾经希望你能够，如果你生长在另外一个家庭的话，多好。
Maybe you have wished you were living in a different family.
你知道我以前小时候也这样想过的。
You know, when I was young, I thought the same.
哎，我看到我的同学，就是好像总觉得他们家比我们家幸福。
I see my classmates as if their family is happier than mine.
也许你也曾经对你自己的父母亲有怨恨。
Maybe you have some complaints about your own parents.
也许真的你的母亲对你来讲是很陌生的。
Maybe your mother was truly a stranger to you.
或许你父母亲的离异给你带来了很大的伤害。
Or maybe your parents have caused deep harm in you.
那产生了一个很大的洞。
So there was a big gap.
在我们当中，也许有的做母亲的、做太太的。
Maybe in our midst there are some mothers and wives.
也许你的丈夫因为各种的原因不在你的身边。
Maybe your husband for many reasons are not with you.
那么由你自己一个人在那边养家糊口。
So you have to be there to keep the family all by yourself.
你的丈夫完全不尽责任。
And your husband was not responsible.
有的时候你会感觉到说有也等于没有好。
Sometimes you think to have is just like I have now.
也许你心里面有埋怨。
Maybe you complain in your heart.
有怨恨。
You may have a hatred.
也许你也曾经尽了你的力。
You may have tried your best.
你想要希望你的子女不受这些事情的影响。
Hope your children will not be affected by all this.
或者是说不受这些愚妄的行为的影响。
So cannot your children will not be affected by the foolish behavior.
但是你发现你没有办法脱离它。
But you cannot get rid of it.
你越想防止它。
The more you think to prevent it.
它越是朝着那个方向去。
The more it's going to that direction.
有的时候你会想说，到底是怎么回事？
Sometimes you wonder what is this?
就好像我们在我刚才讲的爬山哈、
啊、，Just like we're climbing the mountain，
你爬了半天都看不见一片大地。
For all the time you're climbing, you cannot see a piece of land。
没有办法看见一片平坦的地方。
You cannot see the get to the plateau。
所以你可能会很累。
You may be very tired。
心里面也很怨恨。
So you may complain in your heart。
但是，我告诉你，主耶稣和他的十字架。就是你的好消息。
But our Lord Jesus and His cross is your good news.
我们一起读彼得前书第一章十八节十九节。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 and 19.
好，都翻到了，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
知道你们得属脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。这是神在创立世界以前就为我们预备好的。
This is what God has prepared for us in the eternal past.
为你所预备好的。
Prepared for you.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在回想这些事情的时候，
As we recall these things,
我们真的是必须要看见主耶稣他为我们所成就的恩典。
We really do not need to see the blessings from our Lord Jesus.
你知道在基督在耶稣的十字架所表现出来的爱还有饶恕是不能够分开的。
So you know that the love that was shown by Jesus on the cross.Cannot separate from forgiveness.
你知道只有耶稣他的钉十字架他所表现出来的爱和饶恕才能够停止这些事情。
Only the love and forgiveness shown by Jesus on the cross can prevent these things.
才能使这些所谓的从祖宗所传留下来的虚妄行为停止下来。
Can stop all the foolishness.That was passed on by our ancestors.
他可以把你从过去的受到的伤害里面能够拯救出来。
So he can save you from all the hurts of the past.
不但能够救你，
That can only save you.
也能够救你的儿女们。
And also can save your children.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
O the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
你的爱真的是长阔高深。
Your love is so deep and wide.
你能够医治所有的病痛。
You can heal all things.
你能够医治所有的伤痕。
You can heal all hurts.
把我们中间所有的弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
We present all our brothers and sisters into thy hands.
你开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们看见，让我们能够在你的律例中直奔。
So we may see, so we may run toward you.
让我们心里面激动。
So we may be excited in our hearts.
被你自己的爱所感动。
Be moved by your love.
被你自己的饶恕所医治。
And was healed by your forgiveness.
所以我们可以饶恕别人。
So that we can forgive others.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.